Locals Only with Johnny Bowe.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
Radio Nova.
Sunday evening on Nova. It's Paul Moriarty in for Johnny Bowe this evening. Now, time to meet our second band of the evening. They're fresh from a performance. We'll wait and see if they are, from a performance at Whelan's One to Watch last night. It's Fan Club. Good evening, gents. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? So we've got Stephen, we've got Kevin, and we've got Dara in studio with us this evening. Tell us, first off, last night, Whelan's Ones to Watch 2015. How was it?
It was pretty killer. It was amazing. Yeah, it was
hot and sweaty.
It was a hot box. It was Whelan's upstairs, and it's always good up there. Like, we love Whelan's, and yeah, it was pretty crazy. And
Good crowd.
Oh yeah, it was great. Yeah, we got like a good slot. We were on at about 11 o'clock, and it just packed out as soon as we started. So
that stage, people have had a few drinks. They're loosened
feeling
up
good. Absolutely. Just to explain it, if people aren't aware of what Whelan's Ones to Watch is, what's the entire the premise of it?
Yeah, so it's, I think it's put together by HMV. I think maybe Music Maker and something else, Hot Press.
Yeah.
And they just scout out loads of bands, and it's over a whole weekend. I think it was from Thursday to Sunday. And you have just 60 bands playing through the entire weekend. It's like a tenner in for the entire weekend. You get to see any bands for that. Like,
you know. Brilliant. Dara, you enjoyed, obviously, yesterday evening.
Yeah, it was great. I was talking to a few people afterwards, and it was nice to see kind of people coming out solely to see bands rather than just kind of going out for a night and maybe seeing a band here and there. Like, there's a lot of people going out specifically to see bands, and then they find another one, like maybe the band that was playing before or after. And yeah, it was great kind of vibes all around.
Absolutely. And it comes as well while you guys are in the middle of basically a tour.
Yeah, which is great as well. Like, so is there a second out of the tour?
Yeah. We're kind of in the middle of the tour now, like, and it was just perfect timing. Like, we got this Ones to Watch gig, and before that we were in Dundalk in the Spirit Store. It was our first time playing there, and it was amazing. Like, didn't know what to expect. We never played there before, and it was so cool. Yeah,
really, really nice venue.
Okay, and we'll find out a little bit more about some other gigs that you're planning on playing as well. You're promoting your debut EP at the moment, so tell us about that. How long have you been working on it? How has it come together in the last little while?
Yeah, we did this EP with a guy called Ty Healy down in Kerry about a year ago.
Yeah, it was last January.
It's been a while ago, yeah. And we were kind of just sitting on it for a while and mixing it and getting it ready and getting the tour ready and getting the right single and video and stuff. But sure, now it's all going, yeah, so it's, it's all happening.
You're in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was a lot of build-up, like.
Okay, great stuff. Well, let's hear a track from me. We're going to do the live track, first of all. This is called Lightning. It's Fan Club on Locals Only from Radio Nova.
This one goes out to Zach.
Yeah, our friend Zach is listening in Australia at the moment.
Excellent, on Nova.ie.
That's it.
Stairs. I couldn't even reach the light.
Radio Nova on Sunday evening. It's Locals Only. That's Fan Club and Lightning. Thank you very much, gents, indeed. Just on your Breaking Tunes page here, I have to point out our very own Marty Miller is quoted on it, saying, stripped back and very together, echoing early Foos, a great sign of things to come. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was our first kind of quote we got, like, you know,
really?
As a band, so we were, like, totally stoked with that. Like,
early Foos,
yeah. Would the Foos be a big influence for you?
Huge influence, yeah. Especially for this guy.
Yeah,
here, like,
I'm a big Dave Grohl fan.
Yeah.
Anything he does, Queens of Stone Age,
yeah.
Them Crooked Vultures, all that stuff, so yeah.
He hits like Dave too, so it's awesome.
really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, it's, he just, like, last night he destroyed, like, the kid.
It was hard for me to, like, play that quietly.
Yeah.
In the brushes, you know?
Tell us, as we mentioned, you're on tour at the moment, and you've a busy week coming up.
Yeah, we're going to be in Limerick on Wednesday, and then we're going to be in Cork on Friday, and then following that we're going to be in Cavan and Monaghan. So all the details are up on the website if you want to check that out. It's on Facebook. It's just facebook.com Fan Club Official. That's it. All the details up there.
Brilliant stuff. So obviously that's the next, I suppose, short while mapped out for you. But what's coming after that? Because you've as you said, it was this time last year that the EP was kind of started to put together. You've been doing various gigs, and I know you did Knock and Stocking, and you've done various other kind of festivals and things. Is that the route that you're hoping to go down, or is there more recording involved?
We have quite a bit of touring this year. We're going to be over in the UK, hopefully in
April, I think.
April?
Hoping, yeah, booking for, like, at the moment. We're going over there. Yeah, April.
That would be the next main kind of step, is to get... We played in Wales, was it 2 times? But, yeah, to hit mainland kind of UK, get around there, because I know there's some cool kind of...
Scenes
kind of be along the same lines of the stuff that we're playing, so it'd be cool to get over to that audience, and then after that hopefully onto Europe. But yeah, we're having fun kind of playing around the country at the moment here anyway.
That's it, isn't it? And at this stage, you know, you've kind of said you've been doing this for a couple of years now, and when it's still fun, when you're still getting that kind of feeling about standing up on stage like last night, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It makes carrying that amp from the van like
absolutely worthwhile. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming in to join us. It really is great stuff indeed. Let's play the single now. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this is called Alkali. This was recorded by Ty Keeley, and this is our main single. There's a video up on YouTube, so you can get it for free on Bandcamp, so check it out.
Check it out. Okay, great stuff on Radio Nova's Locals Only. This is Fan Club with Alkali.
Never, never will you.
Radio Nova Locals, only good stuff from Fan Club. That's Alkaline on Locals Only Radio Nova for your Sunday evening. And thanks to the lads for coming in, and best of luck to them and indeed our earlier band as well, Watch the Sky. Don't forget, as we mentioned, if you want to appear on Locals Only, then we'd be more than happy to hear from you. You can just email Johnny Bo, who's generally in this seat, at johnb@nova.ie, or else email info@nova.ie. Throw in an MP3, some details about the band, and you never know, you could be on air with us some Sunday evening as well.
Locals Only with Johnny Bo,
bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
Radio Nova.